Juan. Sunday's win at the Darlington Raceway was the 56th Cup Series victory for Denny Hamlin. His team owner, Joe Gibbs, calls it a bit of a full circle moment after debuting for the team there in 2004.
I go all the way back to Denny when we first got him. Our final test for him before we signed him, JD, who found him, my son, said, let's put him at Darlington. He'd never been here. Let's put him in an Xfinity car and see what he does. He finished eighth. And JD told me, he said, I think we need to sign this guy.
Hamlin has won the last two Cup Series races, heading to Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Transform your yard work game with EGO, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Experts and nearly 200,000 homeowners rave about EGO's performance. Gas power without the noise, fuss, or fumes. Their patented 56-volt arc lithium battery delivers top-notch torque and fits all 90-plus EGO tools. Power through yard work and tailgates with the same battery. Plus, enjoy EGO innovations like the first full flat lawnmower and weatherproof equipment. Discover more at egopowerplus.com.
Michelle Smallman here. Do you want to be at the draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin? Travel Wisconsin is sending 10 lucky fans and a guest to the draft. Experience the thrill of the draft firsthand and make memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait. Enter Travel Wisconsin's Dream Draft Sweepstakes. Visit travelwisconsin.com/draft to learn how you can win a trip to experience the biggest moment of the offseason. Epic moments that become lifelong memories are waiting to be discovered across Wisconsin. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes across the way, Isaac on the other side of the glass. Got a great show coming up for you today. Really looking forward to it. Sun is shining. It's Masters Week. So by gosh, we're going to talk golf. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. The inaugural 2025 edition coming up today. Brian Haas from Lake House Sports going to be joining us in about 15 minutes or so. And we will talk about the Masters, the PGA season, your golf game, etiquette, etc., etc. We will cover it all, including your questions for Brian. If you have an early season question about your particular game, equipment, what have you, we will have that for you with Brian Haas with Caddy Smack and the Gym Class coming up in just a little bit. We'll start the program by reviewing what happened last night down in San Antonio. The Florida Gators coming from behind again, and they are your champions of men's college basketball for 2025. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, that's also 319-366-1600. As I welcome Mark in today. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and eventually Brian and fairways and greens. How about it?
Hey, that's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. And Brian's going to be heading down to Augusta. So we'll ask him about that and other things.
You've been there. I read today you can buy the whole menu for $77.
Yes, you can.
I don't know why you would.
I don't know why you would. Maybe we'll ask Brian about it. Yeah. Hey, bring back one. Actually, you know, they started a couple years ago a deal that you could actually pre-order several concession items from Augusta National. Brian knows. And you can also order their signature drink, the Azalea. All the fixings for that. And so people have done that. I know many people.
Does that go well with a pimento sandwich? Or
I
We'll ask Brian.
We will ask Brian about that. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming up in just a little bit. Isaac, hello. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Good. Did you enjoy the game last night? Other than the fact that you're Houston. You had Florida.
I had Florida.
You had Florida.
I picked
Mark
from
had
the start.
Houston.
Yeah. It was interesting. There were some rough patches of offense, specifically in that game, made it a little bit tough to watch. But overall, it was really entertaining. The ending was a bit, you guys, I'm sure, will get to it here in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, as was written many, many decades ago. That's basically the way the Houston season came down to the finish last night. Mark, Florida coming away with the victory as the Gators are your national champion. And, they finished number one in the AP poll, by the way. Here's how relevant can the end of the year AP poll go along with your first 6 week no poll idea?
Well, there's not much use to the end of the year poll. Because the champion is determined. They used to do it, the final polls before the NCAA tournament began. And I don't know when they switched it or why, but it seems kind of immaterial. Iowa State won second in the country, finishing 17th.
One spot ahead of Ole Miss. Oh, by the way, beat Iowa State and knocked them out of the tournament. There you go. That's all you need to know about the AP poll at the end of the year.
Last night, what I thought was certainly dramatic, but somewhat disappointing. And I think Isaac was maybe leaning that direction. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it wasn't like, Cooper Flagg had the ball in that semifinal with a chance to win the game. This is a defensive play, and if you like defense, you must be an Iowa football fan. But and I do. Florida gave Houston a bit of its own medicine, really, with a comeback. It's fourth of the tournament and a defensive play at the end.
Yep.
Walter Clayton, we said yesterday, if Houston holds him to under 20 points, I think we said, he scored 11. He had a couple of big baskets in the second half.
Will Richard picked it up, though.
Yeah, he did. But Clayton's biggest play was the defensive play on Emmanuel Sharp. And, in retrospect, maybe Sharp should have grabbed the ball. It would have been traveling, but there would have been more time on the clock. But, it's easy for us to make those decisions now and rather than heat of the moment.
Houston was terrific defensively for 75% of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Florida's depth wore Houston down a little bit. Not that Houston doesn't have the depth, but I don't think anybody in the country has the depth that Florida has, especially in the front line. They got a couple of the bigs into foul trouble for Houston. Had to have them set a little bit in the last 10 minutes. And Florida made a couple shots at the end. That's what it comes down to. And then they played. Both teams are amazing perimeter defensively. That stand at the end, was it a great setup by Kelvin Sampson? We'll never know because Florida played great defense and they caused the turnover there at the end.
Houston had 19 seconds to get the ball up the court and run a play.
They did.
And give Florida credit, I guess. I don't know whether Houston was going to attempt a 3-point shot. Certainly when Sharp did what he did, it looked like a 3-point shot was going up. But, come on, two ties the game gives you another chance.
The way that Houston goes and gets the ball on offensive rebounds, I would have shot it with about 10 seconds to go. Isaac, you're nodding your head. You agree.
Yeah, I don't think Houston is the type of offense where they have to be, or they can be, so intent on a three-pointer. Like, they have to just work for whatever the defense gave them. It seems like they were insistent on it being a three and being the final shot of the game, which really just bit them in the end, instead of just working and seeing what would have been available, running some other play. That's kind of how I read it. It was a little bit disappointing just because I'd rather it end on a missed shot. It was just a little bit of a anticlimactic ending, and Houston just late in that game, they couldn't buy a bucket. Like, they were turning the ball over. They had massive offensive struggles. Again, you got to credit Florida for that. But part of it is Houston, I think, was settling too much, and they don't have this type of dynamic offense where they can be insistent on specific shots every time down the court.
Yeah, I agree. And it's a better offensive Houston team than we've seen in the past, but maybe they're just snake bit in that national championship game. I don't know. Goes back to 1983 with Five Slamma Jamma. We all remember that.
They can relate.
Isaac doesn't remember.
Well, I know of Five Slamma Jamma. I think there was a 30 for 30 on it.
There was. Yeah. There was a 30 for 30 on both sides of that. Win in advance about North Carolina State, and then Five Slamma Jamma with both sides of that on 30 for 30. But then there was the officiating. I thought it was abysmal. First half.
You're the one yesterday that said this game has gotten too rough.
It has gotten too rough.
Yeah, it probably has. These are grown men, very physical men. It probably has. The officials go to the coaches ahead of the game and said, you know, we're going to call it close and be consistent from half to half.
But they weren't consistent.
They weren't. But what do you want? You want a free throw shooting contest, Scott?
Well, we had a free throw shooting contest.
That's what I mean. You want more fouls called? You got a free throw shooting contest. So,
that's our topic Thursday with Kevin Lehman.
This is my advocation for quarters in men's college basketball because they were in the bonus with like 15 minutes to go.
Yes.
I don't know. To me, that feels like a really big mark in the quarters sort of reasoning as far as what side you're on.
Please go to quarters, but don't go to the half court thing like you talked
absolutely
about yesterday.
Don't do that.
319-366-1600, the text line, if you'd like to weigh in. Several people have, and we do thank you for that. 319-366-1600. There were, I think, seven fouls total called in the first half and seven in the first 2 minutes of the second half.
Houston two had technicals. Three fouls in 9 seconds.
And then they tried to even it up with Houston. Okay, we're just going to call fouls on you on this defensive stand of yours and get it a little bit closer. Then Houston got to the... it wasn't good.
What's the answer? Have 10 officials?
Again, we'll go into that on Thursday.
Okay, let's do that. We're here to make putts today.
We'll go into that on Thursday. I do have a theory. It probably won't work, but I do have a theory. It's just getting a little bit... I have a couple theories. But again, that's Thursday. That's with Kevin. We're off tomorrow due to Cubs baseball. So we'll be back on Thursday. That's why usually... We have Cal on Tuesdays. We moved Cal to Monday because Brian is going to be on a plane tomorrow. Wednesday is our Caddy Smack Day, but we had to do that on Tuesday because we're going to be off on Wednesday due to Cub baseball. You're writing this down, Isaac? You're writing all this down?
Yes, it's been fun to keep track of days I do and don't need to come in.
I thought it was due to the Masters Par 3 contest. But
well, we can watch the Masters Par 3 contest now. Cyclone Tim saying, where did Iowa finish in the poll? Very true. Although I will say this, and it means less than Mark's preseason football poll. And that is looking ahead to 25-26 college basketball polls.
Don't start, Scott. No.
There's our John Franta, who covers college basketball, has Iowa in the top 25. They have 8 players right now. 8, I believe, at this particular time.
Everything you need to know.
That's all you need to know. I believe they have Houston number 1. But who knows who's coming back? I mean, Duke's going to have a whole new team next year, and they're number 3. I doubt Cooper Flagg's going to be back. There has been speculation, though, that he might stay because of NIL.
I will be so sad. I'm a Jazz fan, as well documented, yes. So I will be. This year has been, the motto has been capture the flag for the Jazz because it's been a putrid season out in Utah. So if he stays, I will be so distraught. I might not come in for a week.
0189 on the text line. We're getting into our Masters talk. Last time they may have wagered on the Masters tournament when Zach won $10 paid off $410. His family got the Zach Johnson grill. And Wiggy, yes, they do sell beer at the Masters. And I'm looking at the concession prices. You mentioned, what, $77 can buy you everything?
Yeah.
By far, the highest priced item is beer. And that is only $6. You can get a white wine if you like for $6. An import, $6. Domestic, $6. Brian's already, he's got his allotment right there ready to go. Crow's Nest, which is their signature beer, that is $6. But you can get a sandwich. What the sandwich you mentioned, Mark? Help me out here.
Pimento.
The pimento sandwich, I believe $2. So, yeah, you can eat on the cheap at Augusta National. This just in, they don't need concession money a whole lot. The greatest story, if you can find it online, and it's very accessible, Phil Mickelson, during his news conference before Doral last weekend on the LIV Tour, went through and said that a tree fell, I believe it was next to 10 or 11, one of those two holes. And Brian knows the exact the exact story here. By the time the round was done, they had the thing cleared out, the turf taken care of, like you never even knew there was a tree there. That's how quickly they do it. Within 3 hours, it was taken care of. That's all you need to know about Augusta National.
Special place in many ways.
Yes, very special place. So congratulations to the Florida Gators. They are the men's basketball champions of 2025. They will get a big banner. Nebraska will get a smaller banner for winning the champion's crown. Yes, $60 a beer will get you kicked off the course. I will say this. Do not try to get away with anything. This is not the 16th hole at the Waste Management that you're going to if you are lucky enough to go to Augusta. They will not even think about going up to you and reminding you that you need to be quiet or this. And don't do it in a very dignified way. But they'll also cart you off in a very dignified way if you are not adhering to the rules.
Department of Golf Efficiency.
There you go. There you go. All right. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class is on deck, and we're going to talk about the Masters, talk about your game, everything in the world of golf in 2025, and we will do that coming up here in just a moment. But we need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, and open Monday through Saturday and online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got today?
Masters tournament tee times are out, and the two Iowa connections will begin play in the morning Thursday. Former champion Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids is grouped with Chris Kirk and Joe Highsmith at 7:13 Central Time. Former Iowa Hawkeye Noah Kent, one of five amateurs in the field, will play at 7:35 with Will Zalatoris and Bernhard Langer, who will be playing in his final Masters.
That'll be cool. That'll be good for Noah.
I noticed Kent played with the practice round with Rory McIlroy today.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Drake East continues to take shape. New Iowa basketball coach Ben McCollum has announced the hiring of his former Drake assistant, Connor Wheeler. McCollum now has attracted five players and three assistants to join his first Hawkeye team. Two Eastern Iowa basketball coaches have resigned. Wes Bruns has stepped down from his boys' post at Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and Nate Sanderson is leaving the Mount Vernon girls' job after leading the team to a state championship this past season. Iowa State has picked up a wrestler out of the transfer portal. He is Rocky Elam, 197-pounder from Missouri and a four-time All-American. Former Iowa Athletics Director Gary Barta has been selected for induction into the National Association of College Directors of Athletics Hall of Fame, a mouthful. Barta and seven others will be inducted in June in Orlando. And finally, with 146 straight losses between them, Yeshiva University and Lehman College, two Division III baseball programs in New York City, are meeting as we speak. Yeshiva has lost 99 in a row, Lehman 47 in a row. A split of the doubleheader would be nice, what do you think?
No association with the Lehman family of Iowa City.
Not that I know of.
Nothing like that. Isaac, are you surprised by the wrestling announcement?
A little bit. I thought Iowa would go pretty hard after him, but I know Iowa State was pretty in on the AJ Ferrari sweepstakes, and missing out on him, I think, freed up some money, freed up the spot for Rocky Elam at 197. So I am a little bit surprised, though. I'm interested to see who Iowa targets now. I don't think they're going to start a true freshman. I think they are going to have someone in there because I think they want to redshirt their guys coming in. But we'll see. I think there's a couple gaps still in Iowa's lineup if they want to be competitive with Okie State.
It's still very early in the off season. Very early for basketball and wrestling, all the winter sports. So there are going to be a lot of things different as far as rosters are concerned. And boy, it did not take long after the Gary Barta announcement for Twitter to get going. That's all we'll say about that. All right, 3:24, we'll take a break, come back. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class when we return here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There will be plenty of sunshine today and temperatures around 50 degrees. Some clouds will be moving in this evening and temperatures only drop into the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow afternoon will be warmer with highs around 60. That's despite there being clouds and a few light showers here and there through the day. We'll have a few light showers or sprinkles lingering into Thursday as well with temperatures in the mid 50s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are you going with that?
Gonna install our new mailbox.
You're forgetting something.
Mailbox post? Shovel? My awesome muscles. What else do I need?
To call 811.
Who's 811?
Iowa One Call. You need to call them to mark the utility lines before you dig.
Oh, no. That's only for big stuff.
It's for any kind of digging.
It's just a little pole.
Okay. Well, let's say you're digging for that little pole and you hit an electric line.
Yeah, that's bad. What if I was just putting in shrubs or something?
Any digging. You gotta call 811.
Oh, man. I really wanted to do this today.
Too bad, buddy. You need to call at least 3 days before you're gonna dig so they have time to come mark the utility lines with those little flags.
All right, I'll call. What am I gonna do now?
Looks like the perfect day to clean out the shed.
Great.
April is Safe Digging Month, and Linn County REC reminds you that disrupting an underground utility line can interrupt service, cause injuries, and cost money to repair. So call 811 before you dig. Working together, it's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star and Nature's Touch Ice Cream. It is delicious and it is on sale, continues to be on sale. And if you like all kinds of great flavors, slam dunk flavors like chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint, chocolate chip, and more, and you have everything at your fingertips with Nature's Touch Ice Cream at Quick Star. And that continues to be on sale. Also on sale right now, Nature's Touch Milk. 1 gallon skim, 1%, 2%, $2.99. Limit 3. Also, the Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links. Give them a try. 12-ounce package, $2.49. Limit 2. And as we mentioned, that Nature's Touch Ice Cream, 1 gallon, chocolate or vanilla, $4.99. Limit 2. All that's available, and please use your Quick Rewards app when you stop by your neighborhood Quick Star.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
It's spring leaf time, so the city of Cedar Rapids leaf vacuum will be around.
Leaves just go in your yardy cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year, you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 24th. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Sign up for CR News Now or go to the city website for more info.
Empower. Nick bought a new guitar, a 62 American Classic Electric. Does he know how to play? No. But Nick's Empower investment account has performed well. He got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. This is a really, really, really good guitar solo.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
3:28, back with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Cub baseball coming up tonight. Cubs and the Texas Rangers for you. And right now, we got golf for you. Our inaugural edition for 2025 of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. And we've been doing this for a long, long, long time with our friend Brian Haas, our professional here on the radio. Good to see you.
Excited to be back.
How many years is this now?
I think we're in 13.
Ooh, lucky 13.
Yeah.
There we go. And as always, we start things off with a tip of the cap to our late friend Rick Swann.
Yes.
And who was one of the co-founders of,
absolutely,
of the foursome.
Yep.
Out there. And always looking down on us. And having a good time as we talk some golf. 319-366-1600 here, of course. That is the text line if you have a question for Brian. It's early in the season. People are getting out, though. Courses are open. I think most of them are open now around eastern Iowa. And if something went haywire over the winter, well, we got your guy here to answer questions.
I saw some good ones this winter.
Did you?
Definitely saw some good ones this winter.
Well, it's, you got to get out there, maybe get to the range a little bit. I know people want to jump on the golf course before they want to jump in the range. So that's the way it goes, and you can't blame them.
Yeah, yep, and it's okay to get out there and see what you got and see how it's working and work off of that. Definitely.
I was asking Scott. I didn't play a lot last year for personal reasons, but I'm ready to get back at it, Brian.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm considering is re-gripping my irons at least. I have sort of a mixed bag, but wedges are fairly new. My driver is not in that iron family, but tell people out there, maybe it'll help them out why it's important and how often to get your grips redone.
Yeah, and it really depends on how many rounds you're playing and where you store your clubs. It has a lot to do with your grip conditioning, and really if you're the golfer that's playing 20 times a year, it's probably every other year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the golfer that's playing 60 plus times into the 100 times, it might be twice a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you may want it at the very beginning and then, you know, somewhere toward the end again. And it really depends on the conditions, and, you know, leaving your clubs in the trunk of your car are really bad
them. Yeah. Like leaving your bowling ball.
Yeah, and that's bad too. Yeah, I totally get it. You know, you go to work and you get to play after work, so your clubs have to go somewhere. You know, if your work allows it and you can take them into your office and stick them in the corner of your office or something, I suggest doing that, because the heat and cold are really hard on them. Hard on your grips. It's hard on the epoxy, on, you know, that holds the clubs together. And so that combination of that weather in your cars is really difficult to your clubs. But grip wise, that's your connection to the face of the club. And so if you start losing that and you start to struggle, you'll start hanging on tighter. And as you hang on tighter, you have restrictions, and whatever your body does with those restrictions is what you're going to get for flight. So your grip is really important, and it should be something that just feels like, you know, it's just not going to move in your hands whatsoever.
It's one of the big three: posture, grip, alignment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to have a good grip to do that. So to answer your question, Mark, yes.
Yeah, and again, it's how much you play. You know, my wedges get done way more often than maybe some of my other clubs. My driver, you know, you're going to hit that if you're playing 18 holes 14 times, maybe on the golf course, somewhere around there. And so some of those clubs get used a little bit more than others. And sometimes I will kind of pick and choose a few grips and do a few as I go along. Other times I just, you know, get to that half point of the season and just get them all off of there and restart new.
Get the whole bag re-gripped, or those wedges are fairly new for me.
Yeah.
The grips are fairly new, but the whole bag?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, more so than anything is we want consistency in golf, and golf is a really boring, consistent game. So if you have different grips on all of your clubs, then I would definitely get your choose one and one that you like, and make sure that all 13 clubs in your bag, obviously don't want one of those on your putter, and all 13 clubs in your bag have the same grip. They're put on by someone that knows what they're doing. I get in my lab a lot of times players that come in and either they did the grips themselves or they had somebody do it at who knows where, and they're not on straight even. And so some grips
that's
are...
That's all we need.
Yeah, some grips are round, so not a big deal. But logos can help you get your grip set on, your hand set on the grip more properly each time. And so it's really important that, you know, those grips are on straight. And if you have reminders, then it's super important that they're on straight, because otherwise your reminder's on the side of the grip and that makes the grip oblong and not circular.
Yeah, and anything to help out and make golf boring, because boring golf is usually good
is
golf.
The best golf, yeah.
It is Masters Week. You're going to be heading down there.
I am. We take off tomorrow morning. We're going to go in for Thursday's round and watch some live play, so that'll be a lot of fun. I'll enjoy the practice range with that, because those are, you know, real practice times getting. I like to watch them get ready to play a real round, and that's my favorite spot on the golf course. And then, you know, getting out and you know what I'm going to enjoy is the three players that I'm going with are three guys that I'm going with. They all play golf. They're average golfers. They're good golfers. They're like bogey golfers. And I'm going to love watching them. You know, their eyes when they walk in the gate, you know, what they see, what they think is fun. I'm going to enjoy that as much as anything. And again, as I said, my favorite spot on the golf course is probably the practice range.
Yeah, and we've been talking about it basically today and yesterday about Augusta National and what to expect down there. And the one thing that everybody comes back with is that it is so much hillier than television makes it appear to be.
Yeah, it's a good hike.
It is.
We went for a practice round a couple of years ago and got to hang out with some of the players. And what's nice about the practice rounds is you can talk with them. Most of them are pretty open to having conversations and that sort of thing. And I know a few of the players, so it was nice to just catch up with them and say hi. But overall, you can really walk the golf course on those days. So we walked it forwards and we walked it backwards. And then I hung out on the practice range. And so really getting to see that golf course forward and backwards was a lot of fun, because you watch it in all different angles from television. And this way I get to see it from both sides of the fairway, forwards and backwards, and what a different look that is.
I mentioned the two islands in the tournament. Noah Kent, former Iowa Hawkeye, now at Florida. But he got in, runner-up in the U.S. Amateur, and typical things what he might face, being an amateur, first time there, our local knowledge is so huge at the Masters. But if I'm him, I'm going in to have some fun and soak up the knowledge that, if he can, with Rory today and anybody else he can come in contact with. What do you think?
Yeah, Noah falls under I'm going to be a tour player kind of scenario, where, you know, that's his end goal. You know, college golf is not his end goal. So I know he took the semester off. He did not play with the team this semester. He got ready for the Masters. And so he's spending a lot of time with Claude Harmon and you know, getting ready like any tour player would. The best part for him, though, is, you know, he's getting ready for one event, and, you know, the tour players are getting ready for multiple events every week. He has, you know, one of the best coaches in the world in Claude, getting him ready and prepped, what to expect, you know, and Claude will be there because he's got multiple players there. He's Brooks Koepka's coach as well, and multiple others, DJ, and so he's got this, you know, quarry of guys that he can go play with and talk to and really be ready. So his end goal again is being on the PGA Tour, so I'm sure he's treating this event exactly the same way, and he's got people around him that'll help him get through all of that.
Yeah, it is. And they had rain yesterday. I guess about an inch and a half of rain.
It was a lot.
So it's going to be a little bit slower. And at least for today's practice round, probably for tomorrow. But they have such a drainage system there, not only on the fairways, but the greens especially. And they've got a system where they can actually suck the moisture down out of the through the system.
Yep, it's called subair.
Yeah.
And the subair system does, they can hydrate, dehydrate these greens as much as they want at any point. And so that it's a really neat thing to have. It, you know, probably makes that a $18 million, who knows, project under the greens.
It's probably a lot of pimento sandwiches.
It's probably $1 million a green. Who knows what it is? It's probably, I'm probably not even close. It's probably millions, you know, per green to have something like that. I'm not aware of any other facilities with that kind of fortitude to make sure everything's perfect. But boy, we were there after a rain and you could not tell. It was just still just perfect.
What's new in the equipment world since we last talked?
Not a lot.
No torpedo clubs? Or
yeah,
anything?
Nothing crazy, right? I love the torpedo bat. I go, that's not nothing. I don't think that's new. It's not new in golf either. You know, TaylorMade a bunch of years ago had a bubble shaft.
Yeah, they had the bubble.
You know, kind of that same idea. But nothing crazy. I think the biggest thing in golf right now is maybe lab putters.
Yeah.
And the idea of having lie angle balance and that the face of the putter never leaves the line. Last year, Tracy and I were in Texas, in Dallas area, for the National Professional Championship, and we decided to go over to Breakthrough Golf Technologies, and they have a putting guru there named Blair, and he was out on tour teaching putting for a long time and became the putter guru at Breakthrough. And we went over, and I went over for myself, and I don't do that a lot. And so we were on there, and I took my camera in with me, and I have a Breakthrough Golf Technology no torque shaft in it. And I started playing with those maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I do see a difference, and you can see it in the numbers. And anyhow, as I was going through the process with Blair, I'm putting with my camera, and he says, "You putt tour average." And I'm like, "Wow, that's exciting." And
that's good.
Yeah, how come I don't make him like tour average? And I was putting on a straight line, so he goes, "You know, you're probably struggling to see the line." And we went through that whole process, and so that has helped me quite a bit. But after we went through that, he handed me a lab putter. They don't sell lab putters there. In fact, they just came out with their own lie angle balance putter on their own. And but anyway, hand me a lab, and my numbers were better. So now I was better than tour average, and I thought, wow. And that is different and interesting, and it made me pause for a moment. So I went back home, set up my lab the same way because I really liked how their lab was set up, and did my own examination on myself, which I hardly ever do, and I get the exact same result, and I'm like, wow, that is something. So there is something to the lie angle balance putters. Callaway now has them out, or Odyssey. Yeah,
most everybody does now.
Yeah, when we were at the John Deere and Tracy was practicing, I was over in the putting green hanging out with the Titleist guys. Tracy's a Callaway guy. And so I had a moment, and so I was hanging out with the Titleist guys, and I noticed a lie angle putter laying against the Titleist bag, and I thought maybe someone just left the lab putter over there. Picked it up, and sure enough, it was a Circle T. So it was a Cameron. He's made one. It's on tour. I asked if I could have it.
They said no.
Yeah, they said no. Right. Yep. So I'm still on the, you know, if anybody knows where I can get my hands on that, I'll take it. So I do have a lab in my bag, and, you know, my contract says I have to have 11 clubs, and one of them has to be the driver. So it gives me a little room for some variation in my bag, which is very nice of them, but I have always been a 14 club guy. And so I have 13 clubs and a lab putter. And I do enjoy it, and it does work.
So what are those setting you back?
My putter configuration with that particular shaft in it is about $1,000 retail putter, and
worth what kind of lifetime guarantee?
Yeah, right.
One putt guarantee.
We are talking about golf, right?
Yeah,
I wish I could guarantee I could hit it right.
Lab putters is probably the biggest thing right now, but. As far as equipment, and if you have a question about equipment, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600 here as we talk Golf Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on a Tuesday. I almost said Wednesday. It's a Tuesday. It's a cycle where pretty much everybody is out with new drivers right now. A lot of good stuff. You mentioned the putters. A lot of center shafted putters. That's the craze right now. And you see it on the PGA Tour now. A lot of guys have moved to that style now.
And it's
Harmon did this week and won.
He did, yes. And it's not the center shaft. So the center shaft is still face balanced.
Right.
And some center shafts are even toe down. So you have to hold your putter in your fingers with, you know, almost like that tool that Lab uses to show that the putter swings. And they do swing. And lie angle balanced looks like a center shafted putter, but the face always stays toward the target when you swing it, even if it's in a rotating thing that you swing back and forth to make sure it doesn't rotate. Where if you take a normal Cameron putter or a Ping or whoever it is, that's even face balanced, it will swing closed.
I wonder if you talk about club head speed for a minute, Brian, because I've read a couple stories. Of course it's important, and goes without saying. Fred Couples, he's my age. He's on the range. He says he's trying to find speed.
Yeah.
And you see youth, I don't know, teenagers, they're trying to find that speed.
Yeah.
And the speed, I understand it's important. Consistency seems to be more important than that. But how important is club head speed?
More important than consistency.
Yep. Nowadays.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The math shows it. So the game is now turned into a math equation.
It's golf analytics, Mark.
It is. It's turned into a math equation, and I see it in my own clients. I see it on television. You know, it's not because what we're watching on television is so much different. It isn't. It's just how we train players now because we know the math of it. It shows that if you do this, you're going to get X. You're going to have some bad shots. It's golf, and no one's perfect by any means. But if you hit it up there farther, and you have a wedge in your hand compared to trying to sit back and have a 7-iron in your hand, the person in the wet with the wedge in the rough is going to hit the green more times than you are with a 7-iron. That's just the math of it. So the easiest way to look at it is, if you take two sticks and lay them on the ground and in a Y formation toward a target, and so the center is the center of the two sticks as they Y out with a driver. So simple math. If you hit a driver 300 yards, your expectation of your left right is 75 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to expect that. That should be okay with you. And on most holes, that is the right rough and the left rough, you know, just barely in each side. So about 75 yards across. And so that should be your expectation, right? If you hit something, you should still fully expect I'm going to hit it right at my target, right? Because that's the way we play golf, and that's the way you should play golf. But reality is, if you hit it 300 yards, it's going to vary by 75 yards. So as you move down that Y, it gets more narrow. That's the length of your golf club, right? So as you move toward the tip of that V where they start touching, those are your wedges. Right, you move up into the middle of that V, it gets a little wider, there's your mid irons, right? And you get to the top and there's your woods and driver. And so when you look at your golf clubs in that format, why wouldn't you want a wedge in your hand?
How do you increase club head speed?
So we do it all the time, and we use heavy and light combinations and work with their bodies. So first we make sure that their body's capable of doing it so we're not hurting them. So we look at hips and knees and shoulders and elbows and thoracic, you know, making sure that you can rotate. So then after we get through that piece of it and make sure I'm not going to damage you in any way by doing this, we have two methods, and the method that I like the best in my lab is I use heavy and light. So one of them is swing sticks, and they have three weighted sticks, and one of them is lighter than your driver, one of them weighs approximately the same as your driver, and the other one's heavier than your driver. And then we play a game called three strikes is where you start swinging the light stick first, and you swing and you get a number. Let's say you swing at 80 miles an hour. Your next swing has to be 80 miles an hour or faster. So your second swing was 83. Your next number is 83 or faster. So let's say you keep going and you're all the way up to 99, and your next swing is is 97. And so you just struck out. So now we rest. We allow your body to regenerate and reset. And so we just wait a moment and then we do it all over again. So we do it for three strikes. So now we go through those three weighted sticks. And once we finish that process, you've now completed your swing training. Then we grab your driver and we do the exact same thing with your driver. So what we're basically doing is teaching a runner to run faster downhill.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
It's the easiest way to look at it. Mm-hmm. And then the light day, we use a much lighter instrument. It's called the speed swish. And we do three strikes with the speed swish. Their numbers are way faster. And, you know, if you're swinging 100, you're going to swing 130 with this thing. And then same thing at the end of that, you hit your driver, go through the three strikes with your driver. And at the end of it, you gain almost every time I see it, you're 2 miles an hour faster. That's 10 yards on the golf course.
And stuff.
Yep. Every little bit counts. Let's get to a question here before we get to a break here. 8593 asking, and I imagine this is the thinking of a lot of people early in the season. Asking, how do you find the low point in your golf swing?
So there's a lot of devices that are pretty inexpensive, and one of them's it's basically a plastic plate that has kind of like a carpet on it.
Yep.
And so when you draw a line in that carpet, you can find your low point that way. So when you hit the plate, you'll see where your club comes down. It needs to come down after, if you're hitting an iron, after that line. Otherwise, TrackMan has low point on it, and so I use that a lot, especially with my average players, you know, bogey golfers and such. We need to manage low point very well. And a lot of times that is just where your body position is through impact. Most players are hanging back to their right. If you're a right-handed player, they don't get shifted into their left side far enough for their low point to be after the ball.
There you go. Good question right there. And we're going to take a short break, come back, and talk more golf. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Back right after this.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Network Computer Solutions, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Yeah. 350 back with you here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, our first edition. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Brian will have all kinds of great stories from Augusta National to let us know about. You were there when the tree went down that Phil was,
I was
telling the story,
yeah,
right?
And we were close by, too.
Was that 10 or 11 in that area?
I think it was 11.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, I could be completely wrong. But the tree was down. We saw the tree down. They got out there. And let me tell you, that thing was gone in no time. And you didn't even know it was there. I mean, I don't know how they bring in turf and that. I mean, the whole thing's gone. It's just gone.
And the turf is repaired so that you never even knew there was a tree there.
Oh, it's crazy how tight they can get that sod, I'm sure if I really went over there only because of what I do for a living, I could maybe find the sod line, maybe. And the only other time I ever saw something like that was I was playing at Rich Harvest Farms, and Mr. Rich was going to make a change to the golf course, and we played up number 18, and the bunkers were more shallow, I'd say maybe waist high, something like that. And the next week, literally the next week, I came in, and the bulldozers and that were waiting for us as we finished our round. That's one of those golf courses where, you know, maybe they have two rounds a day. And the bulldozers and that were waiting for us to finish. I came back and got lucky enough to play again the following week, and the new bunkers were in. They were over my nose, and you couldn't find the sod lines. I mean, he redid all the bunkers around that green, and it looks so immensely different. And the sod lines were perfect, and what a cool place if you ever get that opportunity. Even the rakes are underground. You push a little button, the rake pops up out of there.
Ooh, yes. Like Rodney Dangerfield's golf bag.
Yes, exactly like that. It's the craziest thing you ever saw. The top lids are dark green, so they match the grass, and they're hidden. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Since this is our first episode of Caddy Smack, we always like to do this at the beginning of the year. Please, please, please follow etiquette and do the greenskeepers a big favor and replace your divots and, above all, fix your ball marks on the greens. Already out there, there's so many ball marks.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're soft right now, right? And spring is always soft. The ground is not completely settled in, and your divots will be there. So this time of year, you can put your divots back. They will grow. The grass is starting to turn green. So put your divots back into the ground right now. And then later on, as we dry out, then sand and soil is maybe the better choice at times, depending how big your divot was. But this time of year, put your divots back, fix your ball marks. I like to fix three or four others as I'm leaving the green, because there's no doubt you're walking past some.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I think gets a lot of players is, you know, sometimes the cart path a lot of us ride, and the cart path is in one place. You hit the ball in the front of the green. You didn't walk up the green that direction. You got to walk back down to the front and get your ball mark. And that's the one that gets me most of the time. So when I leave, a lot of times, just because the courses are so nice to me, I make sure I walk out the front of the green and fix as many as I can as I leave.
Keep your cart on the cart path as well. Do not make your own cart path.
Yeah.
You do not need to drive it 2 feet from the green.
You know, as a director of operations for 28 years, one of the funny things that I always see is, you know, and I get it, everybody thinks they're in a car, and so they pull off to the side. They think they're pulling off to the side of the road, and the cart path is there for your cart. And when you pull off to the side of the road, the superintendent has to fix that. And if everybody does it at the same hole, right, then all of a sudden there's like these ruts right at the edge of the cart path, because you feel like you need to pull off, and you don't. And your cart is meant to be on that path. That's what it's there for.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. Who's going to win the Masters?
Ooh. That's a good one. I've been hunting down and kind of watching the players that I would say have been playing well but not winning. You know, and Brian Harman was one of those that I was kind of watching and thinking, ooh, he's kind of playing pretty good right now, and he's kind of ramping into it, and then he won last week. So now I think it's really hard to win and win again. And so he kind of falls out of mind. So I was going to come in with Brian Harman. I was already thinking about this a week ago.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And because I always have a hard time picking. So I'm still stuck again. I guess, you know, I'd love to see someone like a Minwoo Lee. That'd be kind of fun. But I think, you know, all of his social media and things that he does is too much hoopla, you know, for him around Augusta. You know, there's a Victor Hovland in there that's starting to play better after he made some swing changes. Everybody's loving Bryson lately. And I think he's been playing good. And Phil actually had a really good live event this week.
Yeah, he did.
And so as players ramp into the Masters and they start showing progression, those are the ones I love to follow.
I would selfishly love it if Scottie Scheffler won, so would Mark.
Yeah.
I think it might be Rory's time. That'd be great. For selfish reasons, I think I'd love Scheffler to repeat. I think Rahm's going to – he just won 2 years ago, and I think he might be motivated to get back in the mix. But my guy is a Georgia guy, Russell Henley.
Russell okay. Henley.
Russell Henley.
Okay.
Has a really good short game. He's
like
in
that.
A sixth Masters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm taking Scheffler. But Rory would be cool. Yeah. Rory would be cool to get the career grand slam there. Real quick, lakehousesports.com, right?
Yeah, lakehousesports.com. We have we're titles exclusive and doing a lot of work with players and getting them back on track. And and or working with their equipment, you know, whatever side they need. But most of mine is really working with players trying to get to their next level.
Have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
At Augusta. And we'll have a complete report in a couple weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. When we are off and running with another year of Caddy Smack.
It's good to see y'all.
All right. We will be back on Thursday. The coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us at that time. And we will have basketball talk one more time with Kevin. Spencer on Sports coming your way next, right here on 1600 ESPN.
This PGA Tour moment is brought to you by True Green.
After eagling 15 in a final round of the 1986 Masters, Jack Nicklaus realized he could win for the first time. He sat at 16 with a 5-iron in hand and 175 yards to the hole. With a ball in flight, his son caddying for him said, "Be right." Jack responded, "It is." And it landed 3 feet from the hole. Jack made birdie and went on to win his sixth and final Masters.
True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on Green Bay's team. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Evan Cohen here. Picking a place to build a life is a lot like selecting a draft pick. Make a decision that will set you up for long-term success. Pick Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, you'll find dynamic career opportunities, beautiful seasons, affordable living, and legendary weekends. From its high quality of life and great schools to its fine arts, culinary, and pro sports scenes, Wisconsin gives you so much to look forward to. That's why you should pick Wisconsin. Learn more about making Wisconsin your home. Visit pickwisconsin.com.
1600 ESPN is KGYM Cedar Rapids on FM at